You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthalos Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind you not to miss your chance to vote for this year's Flamborama Parade theme. Voting is open now until Friday, June 13th, and can be accessed through a link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Tomorrow at 10:30 over at the Ogama Public Library, they invite you to join them for story time. All ages are welcome, but children 10 years and under must be accompanied by a caregiver. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow at 10:30 over at West 5005 State Highway 86 in Ogama. Heading to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat at the launch.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
Attention kids, the Ogama Public Library is asking for your help. Their crayons are missing, and they would like you to find the crayons hiding in the library. Each week, they're looking for a different color. If you find the crayon, tell the person at the desk what color you found, and you can enter your name to win a Squishmallow. Once again, the Ogama Public Library is seeking children's assistance in finding their crayons hidden within the library. Each week is a different color, and if you find the crayon, just tell the person at the desk what color you found, and you can enter your name to win a Squishmallow. Saturday, June 28th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's Young Eagles Free Airplane Rides over at the Russ County Airport. This is a great opportunity for youth to experience the wonders of flight, and once again is completely free. This is open to children ages 8 to 17, and pre-registration is required at events.eaachapters.org. Event is weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th at 10 a.m. through to 1 p.m. over at the Russ County Airport. With warm weather comes the increased possibility of bugs and bug bites. Melissa Kay has some important information.
Bug bites may be common in the summer when you're spending more time outdoors and there are lots of bugs to watch out for.
So sometimes you see a lot of different bugs throughout the summer, and there's a variety of things that can sting or bite you. Sometimes there'll be mosquitoes, bees, ticks, spiders.
That's Olivia Bishop, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus. She said for mild reactions to bites and stings, you should be able to use over-the-counter treatments to find relief from itching or pain.
For the itching that often comes with these bug bites, you can purchase hydrocortisone cream over the counter, as well as calamine lotion. Those are two options that can help decrease the itching.
Bishop said oral allergy medication can also be used, as well as ice for swelling and ibuprofen or acetaminophen for pain. Severe allergic reactions can also happen.
Swelling around your face, eyes, lips, those could be signs of more serious reactions. The development of hives on your body if you experience nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, as well as anaphylaxis, so tightening of the throat if you have difficulty breathing.
If you experience any of these symptoms, you should call 911.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you kind of got to, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their seven-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their three-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with This Year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from nine women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a little more of that hazy smoke from those Canadian wildfires. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, still hazy, smoky, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine in the mid to upper 70s with a few showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.